unionizing. I got a story today that is looks like a kind of place where you would have wanted to be in a union.
Okay.
If you had the opportunity.
A bad workplace we're talking today, about today.
A very fun workplace, but a very reckless workplace. So this has elements of some stories that we've been covering lately. This is kind of like the Nikola Trucks. Has a little bit of an element of that about a business outsider shaking up the industry. But then we also have a Ponzi scheme element to it as well. And this is an interesting story because today we're going to talk about a man named Jeff Karpov and his company DC Solar. And the interesting thing about this is that this is one of the larger corporate Ponzi schemes, or just Ponzi schemes in general, to ever happen in modern American history.
Wow.
This is a huge dollar amount on everything we're about to talk about. It's insanely large. It takes place in all these burgeoning industries. One of the victims of today's scam is Warren Buffett himself.
Damn. When did this happen? What is the time period of this?
This happened in 2018.
Okay.
And we didn't hear about, and I think the reason we have not heard about this, and I think our listeners, especially our Patreon listeners, will agree with me when I say this, is that the victims here that we're about to talk about are almost exclusively Fortune 500 companies who were looking for tax breaks.
Yeah.
And that's who got scammed. So I don't think the general public could have been forced to give a shit about the victims of this.
Sure.
But it kind of sucks because a fun story with a very colorful central figure kind of got lost in all of this. And this is somebody, a guy tailor-made for our show.
Yeah, I'm glad you found it. Because, yeah, I feel like the problem when that happens is, like, there's no incentive to report it out because the public is not going to care because the victims are not sympathetic. And the victims don't want it publicized that they're easy to trick because they're powerful and they have lots of money. So
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you found it. How'd you hear about it?
So this one, I was just scrolling Facebook, and the fact that we researched so many damn scams, a Vanity Fair article just came across my story, and it was like, it said, you know, $1 billion corporate Ponzi scheme. And I was like, that sounds like something I should be reading.
Yeah.
And so I checked it out, and like, yeah. This is a fun guy. He's not a good guy club guy,
sure.
But he's a fun guy club. This guy is for sure in the fun guy club. Very similar to our buddy that started Nikola Trucks, just a fun dude who got into some big
hopefully
stuff.
Hopefully, he's not sexual predator like the Nikola Trucks guy.
Oh no, that's I forgot about that. Yeah, he's out of the fun guy club.
Yeah, he's not in the fun guy club.
He's in the bad time guy club. And that's it's just nothing but bad times with that guy. But no, this guy so far seems cool.
Okay.
Not safe or responsible, but cool.
Okay.
And anyways. So yeah, let's get into this. We're gonna talk today about Jeff Karpov and DC Solar. A lot of this, there's a really great Vanity Fair article about that. I'm not reading from the Vanity Fair article, but go check that out. I don't remember the name of it, but just look up Jeff Karpov, Vanity Fair. So Jeff Karpov is an American mechanic and business owner from Martinez, California, a small town in the East Bay region of the San Francisco Bay Area. So Jeff would go on to found DC Solar, a company that made portable solar generators in hopes of disrupting the $3 billion a year diesel-powered generator industry, while simultaneously courting billions of government tax subsidies available to green renewable energy businesses. So there was like a solar power tax credit made available to businesses that invested in green energy. Mm-hmm. And that became the focal selling point behind Jeff Karpov and DC Solar. It wasn't necessarily the solar generators he was making. And those seem pretty cool and interesting, but obviously I'm like, well, what do you do when it rains? But there's a lot of money in diesel-powered generators. They run job sites. They run movie sets. They're, you know, all out. They're ubiquitous in industry. They're everywhere. But of course, they have their downsides to them. It's diesel. It sucks for the environment. Diesel fuel can, you know, you got another expense right there.
Sure.
So there was a market for a renewable energy in there, and these guys started this company and essentially weren't selling the generator. They were selling the tax credit.
Sure, yeah.
And, you know, companies fucking hate paying taxes, so...
Right. Incentive is not, like, this generator is so much better than diesel. It's, like, this generator is not bad and you save all of this money because you're going to get like a Green New Deal type, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, except one thing is that the generator actually is bad.
Okay. So
that's the cool part about this. I think what makes this story even funner is that the generator sucks shit.
It sucks.
Like, it's really bad. Not that good.
Would they acknowledge that it was bad? Like, were they like, the generator's whatever, we're selling the tax credit? Or were they like, the generator's great, and also, here's a value add?
The dude, I'm putting this guy in True Believer territory with his idea. But he also, like, it's also kind of a thing where the generators, the part of the stipulation for why you get the tax credit is the generators need to be used. And that was when they started running into problems.
Right, because they don't work.
Attempting to actually use these.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into this. This is a Jeff's backstory. So Jeff Karpov, kind of a working class guy. He grew up in a bar in he grew up next to in a house that overlooked a biker bar in Martinez, California. He said it was a hangout for a local's Hell's Angel chapter. And it, you know, according to Jeff, this left his childhood just like in close proximity to like prostitution and shootouts and drug deals. Those closest to Jeff say that this probably isn't true.
You could say he's a son of anarchy is what's going on with him.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. He is part of that type of person created in the wake of that show. And, So he kind of embellished, but it's no doubt he came from a working class background. I believe it was a single mother. He was not, you know, born into like any sort of prestigious family, or anybody even closely aligned with the halls of power. So this dude definitely came from nothing. So his upbringing, like I said, it wasn't privileged, but his family had a tight budget. And so that motivated him to get out and make his own money. He was the kind of kid that always had a hustle. He would polish tires at junkyards. He got a job stocking shelves at a liquor store. And then he even learned to work on cars. And so it was actually his interest in mechanics that would set him on a path to owning and operating his own repair shop. Mm-hmm. He actually owned several shops on several different occasions, all of which he was unable to keep open because Jeff... mechanically inclined, not a skilled businessman.
Sure. He's not different skills going on there.
Exactly. How we talked about with, you know, Sean King, division of labor. You're good at raising money, doesn't mean you get to, run the company or vice versa. It's very, very important to make sure you're in your own lane.
Not everybody can be the boss. Like, some people need leadership.
Yeah.
It sucks that the people who have the leadership skills make so much more money, but, like, you do need, like, a person in charge sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I see it, like, on job sites all the time. It's, like, there's people who, like, if you're, like, one of those guys that, like, that's, like, how you define yourself. Like, you're, like, my job is who I am. Where I'm, like, I'm just here to get a check, you know. Right. I don't, like, care. But guys who are like that, they always want to come in and they want to get to foreman. Or just, like, any company, they want to come in and get to management. And there's certain people who are good at that and cut out for it. And there's certain people who aren't. And then when they don't achieve that, then they turn into, like, a fucking bitter asshole.
You're listening to a preview of a Patreon-only episode of Lie, Cheat, and Steal. Hear the rest of this episode and listen to our extensive back catalog of over 100 Patreon exclusives. Sign up at patreon.com/liecheatandsteal. For $5 a month, you get an ad-free version of our free episodes, as well as a Patreon-only episode every other Thursday. Thanks for listening, and don't get caught.